You're tuned to Homegrown Triple M, all Australian music, Jane Gazzo with you. She Had are about to hit the road for their 30th anniversary celebrations. John Toogood's on the line right now from the band. John, thanks for joining us. Where are you right now?
I'm in Christchurch, down south, rehearsing for our first show, which is in Christchurch. So we thought we might as well just rehearse here.
From memory, you're not from Christchurch, are you?
We're from Wellington, but Christchurch is a big part of our story. Because for some reason, they always sort of like us down here, and we've always really had a good following in Christchurch. We always have huge shows here. Yeah.
I love the way you say they kind of liked us. Were they not very friendly or receptive to Wellington bands, or is there a rivalry? Usually,
yeah, it would be a little bit, but you know, they always seem to get on with us. They always seem to dig what we were doing. So we weren't really a flag wavy band. We just wanted to be a band. So like, we wanted to be good in any city we played in, you know, and didn't want to say we're good because we're from Wellington or we're good because we're from New Zealand. We just want to be accepted as a band that was good.
How are the rehearsals going, John?
Well, they're yet to start.
Oh, so you haven't even played a note?
I haven't played a note. We've got guitar techs and drum techs, like, working on the gear, setting it all up, getting us ready, and everything, as per usual, is running a little bit late, but that's perfect for an interview with you.
Wow, this is a well-run machine then, isn't it?
You'd think so after 30 years.
I don't want to think about 30 years, John. I cannot believe it's 30 years. I mean, I was going, 20th anniversary for sure. And then I was like, no, it's 30 years.
30 years. Yeah, we met at Wellington High School in 1988 and started playing like our versions of like Slayer and Metallica songs. And let's do that. And 30 years later, we're still doing that. And it's pretty insane to me. I find it totally unbelievable because I'm still like 18 years old in my head. Even though I've got, you know, two kids, a master's degree, and all this other stuff going on, it's like, I really appreciate it more now than ever before. I think it keeps you young, you know? So
yeah, well, so rock and roll.
Well, young in the head anyway.
Congratulations on fatherhood too. As you said, father of two young'uns. How is rock and roll and having kids? I mean, I love the balancing act you have to perform.
Yeah, you know what? It's really humbling and really the hardest thing and the most rewarding thing I've ever done. So it's like any parent will tell you, it's like, it drives you mad, but at the same time, you're happier, even though you're more exhausted than you've ever been before. You wouldn't change it for the world. The amount of love that you didn't realise was around is just insane.
Well, congrats on that part of your life, and also congrats on the She Had part of your life. 30 years. It's remarkable that you've still going and still touring and still have got it together, you know. There's been no lineup changes. You're still good mates and all the rest of it. I want you to dig deep, John Toogood, because I got a couple of bands that you've supported over the years. I'm going to mention the band name. You give me three fun facts about supporting or touring with that band, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Midnight Oil.
Three fun facts. I thought that their roadies had made a mistake by leaving the microphone stand up too high. This was before I'd met Peter Garrett, and I thought nobody could actually be that tall. And then I saw him later on stage and went, oh, right, no, that wasn't a mistake. That guy was the tallest guy I've ever seen in rock and roll. That was pretty weird. The fact that people said to us, you're going to get killed by their fans because they're the most loyal fans in the world. And then we actually made it through that tour, won their fans over. I was really proud of. The other thing was, I didn't realise I knew so many songs of theirs. It was just like, I know that song. I know that song. Seriously great rock band. And that band taught us heaps about making sure we gave everything to the audience when we play as well. So we learnt heaps off them.
AC/DC.
Fun fact is, the two young brothers were so small in real life. It was like, whoa, you guys are tiny, but you make this huge sound. So I found that really weird. Second fact was, on the first time we supported them, they were playing in this big field in New Zealand and Wellington, and we sat there and watched them sound check, and we thought, wow, they're really loud. Then they turned the PA on, and it blew us away. They were so loud on stage, we thought that was the sound. Okay, and third fun fact is, they had the best guitar sounds on the planet of any rock and roll band. And it's not even that distorted. It's actually just pure, pure, beautiful sound. And that to me is like, meeting those guys would be like a Catholic meeting the Pope. Silas Pre-Stokes.
In 30 years, John, what do you think, if you could sum up your time in Shehad, what's your most proudest achievement?
The fact that we all get on and still love playing together. And you know what, like when I'm on stage with these guys, it is like jumping out of an aeroplane on a good night. It's that same thrill, you know. It's like I'm really proud of that. Yeah.
Your tour kicks off Sunday, the 18th of November, and goes to all capital cities.
I can't wait for it,
John. It's always an absolute pleasure catching up with you. You're an old mate from way back.
Yeah, dude.
I wish you the best of luck on this 30th anniversary tour that she had her on.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'll be great. It'd be awesome. Thanks, Jane.
Enjoy the rest of your sound check there in Christchurch. Let's go out with Comfort Me from 2002. She had Triple M.